Good morning. Blessed Sacrament welcomes all year of the Eucharist pilgrims. Thank you for joining our community in offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Don't miss our last parish mission this Tuesday, April 19th at 6 p.m. in Bishop's Hall. Andy Jury will share his story of faith. The Divine Mercy Chaplet Novena will conclude next Sunday with a holy hour at 3 p.m. Your Easter gift from Father Drew and Father Matt is the book Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist. You're welcome to pick up a copy after Mass. Today we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. The priest's intention for this Mass is for those remembered in the Easter flower memorials. May we pause in brief silence to prepare to offer our hearts, minds, and prayers to God through the sacrifice of the Mass. Please stand for the entrance hymn.
Please join in singing. It's in the Pew Missal, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, number 172.
Knowledge, Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Happy Easter. It's finally here. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you,
my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible. Not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Christians, praise the Paschal victim.
Offer thankful sacrifice. Christ the Lamb has saved the sheep. Christ the Just One paid the price, reconciling sinners to the Father. Death and life fought bitterly for this wondrous victory. The Lord of life who died reigns glorified. O Mary, come and say what you saw at break of day. The empty tomb of my living God, I saw Christ Jesus risen and adored. Bright angels testified, shroud and grave clothed side by side. Yes, Christ, my hope, rose gloriously. He goes before you into Galilee. Share the good news, sing joyfully. His death is victory. Lord Jesus, Victor King, show us mercy.
Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy in the Lord.
Alleluia.
Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'll be honest, compared to my last attempt at chanting the gospel at this Mass, I feel really redeemed this time. The infamous Epiphany incense incident. When I was preparing and trying to figure out exactly how to preach the resurrection today, I did what I normally do, and I consulted the commentaries, right? And those always have interesting things in them, you know, and they go down all these fun theological loopholes, or rabbit holes, there we go. It was a late night last night. They say that because St. John ran faster than St. Peter, it reminds us that oftentimes the contemplative side of our Holy Church gets to things a little quicker than the hierarchy of the church. And it's like, oh, that's a cool point commentary, but I'm not exactly sure how that teaches me about the resurrection. Instead, let's look at what has happened over the last week. When we were here 1 week ago on Palm Sunday, we celebrated Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. He was riding into Jerusalem. People threw their cloaks on the road so that he would not touch the ground. If there was a messianic entry into Jerusalem, this was the one. There was nothing like it. Nothing at all. We go from that glory where Jesus' divinity is shown so clearly. And just a few days later, on Holy Thursday, he shows his divinity forward even more when, at the Last Supper, he establishes the holy priesthood so that he might give the Eucharist to his people, so that we might have that lasting reminder of Jesus Christ every single day when we come to Mass, celebrating the resurrection. He also gave those apostles the keys to the kingdom, the power to forgive sins, so that his people wouldn't have to wander around wondering, am I forgiven? Where am I going to go? So that they could know they are forgiven. And then at the end of that Last Supper with his apostles, Jesus goes out to the garden to pray, knowing what's about to happen. One of those apostles is going to betray him, Judas. And from that betrayal,